Hi, everybody. Welcome in. I'm Ryan Balaji. It's great to have you with us today on our show. We are joined by Craig Foster, who is the founder of Dynaline. And I wanted to talk to Craig because we actually had a really interesting conversation over email and then started to kind of put pieces together of people that we've jointly known or talked to or become friends with or worked with over the years in this industry. And some really interesting connections developed. And we'll talk about that a little bit later. But first, Craig, thank you for being on. And second, can you tell people who aren't aware of Dynaline what it is and how you came up with it?
Yes, Ryan. Dynaline is dynamic pre-shot alignment, and we primarily use it for putting at this point. And it's just really the opposite of what you see on tour. And most players do where they aim the putter first, and then they build a stance. And then we aim the putter as the final step once we've stabilized the joints, because we have so much potential for motion in many, many joints. And so we aim more like the archer. You know, an archer doesn't aim their take their final aim until they've drawn the bow and gotten everything stabilized, and then they aim. And so that's what we do in Dynaline. And because there is just so much range of motion, hands, wrists, elbows. And I've been in the golf club business for 35 plus years, building clubs. I was a factory authorized repair center for the original Ben Hogan company for 10 years. And then, and I just passionate golfer, just did it all the time. And I developed the yips, which is not unheard of, but I'd also had a severe wrist injury from trying to long drive and trying to build up distance. And you're using end range motions there. And I damaged the end of my ulna bone down by my wrist. And so I went to a hand specialist in Seattle, and I learned about the bones. And so later on, when I did get yips, all this kind of figured around in my head, because I'm in the golf club business, I'm looking at golf clubs, measuring face angles every day. And I just realized that we have so much play for the motion in our hands and wrists that just a basic mechanical principle. Anytime you want machinery to work repetitively, consistently, you have to torque down the moving parts. And so that's what Dynaline does. And we do that in the pre-shot routine. So we're going through a little pre-shot routine. It's kind of like a kata in martial arts, where you're going through each step to stabilize things. And we produce a very stable arc putting stroke. Big advantage is that once we line up on the start line, we can be confident in hitting that start line. So we can really focus more on our distance control rather than trying to guide the ball down the line at a certain speed, because that's two subjects and your mind, it takes a moment to change focus from line distance, line to distance. So this allows us to fully use our dominant hand, because we're so stable in our joints that we can use our dominant hand in distance control. Everybody, we've thrown balls, tossed balls all of our life with our dominant hand. That's our best player. And if you're a coach and you take the best player out of your team, you're not going to be coached very much longer. So we can use that dominant hand and normal grip. We go through this pre-shot routine before we take our final aim.
I had a conversation with Billy Casper when he was alive, and this is probably 10 or 11, probably about 10 years ago. And we talked about putting a little bit, because obviously one of the best ever at it. And I remember him saying that the left hand is your kind of guide hand, that's your directional hand, but that your right hand is your distance control hand if you're a right-handed player. And that always stuck with me. I mean, I've always been a pretty decent putter, but getting that into my brain made me a whole lot better of a putter. And I mean, you're tapping right into that with Dynaline.
Yes, and we've seen problems. I just saw it this weekend on the Women's Senior Open. One of the world's most well-known players really had kind of a bit of a yippy stroke. And that's where players will go to the claw or pencil, arm lock, you know, all these things trying to trying to stabilize the system, and that just really robs of your feel, your natural feel. And so, so it really helps with distance control. You know, you're making more putts because your alignment is stable, but then this is also really good for three putt avoidance, you know, in those 15, 20, 25, where your make percentage is very low, but you want to get the distance control. So that's another advantage of Dynaline.
Yeah, I feel like a lot, I mean, I'm particularly aggressive when I putt. I mean, I'm one of those people who try to, at a certain point, not make everything, but make most things that seem better than a 1% chance of making it. Let's put it that way. And I always feel like that the key to me being a good lag putter and aggressive putter at the same time is distance control. It's not being necessarily perfect on the line or really particularly all that close to it. It's just making sure that you know the next one is 1 foot, 2 feet, 3 feet, and that if you can control the distance, the odds of you three putting go down dramatically.
Yes, and it also helps on those short putts, those sliders. You know, you got a downhill left to right slider, you know, a short putt. And at the last minute, you may try to make some adjustment during your stroke. You see that a lot. Yeah. And that's something that we really don't have because we're confident in our start line. So we can just really focus on that distance control and that force application. So it really simplifies things. And, you know, people are great putters. You know, Billy Casper, very wristy, didn't have problems. Players can develop problems and they're, you know, battle scars. After you miss a few, then things start getting a little uncomfortable there. So
for a golfer that gets into Dynaline, how did they have to change their pre-shot thing or pre-stroke thinking about a putt as opposed to maybe the way they would have otherwise done it?
Yeah. And it's in the pre-shot preparation. You know, I think you just have to realize that when you're aiming your putter first, you're not aiming a gun. You know, if you're aiming a firearm, you can point that barrel at something and all the parts are precision milled to work repetitively and consistently. So, you know, it's where you point that barrel, that's where it's going to go. But in golf, it's different. You're connecting, you aim the putter first, then you're connecting it to a chaos machine. You know, our bodies are a bio chaos machine where everything can, many things can change. And so we address the sources of motion. We do a complete kinetic chain connection from the ground up because we involve 12 of the 13 major joints from ankles, knees, hips, shoulders, elbows, wrists. And then we also do the critical joints in the forearm that these are the radial ulnar joints that take care of the rotation, the pronation and supination of your hands. And if you're putting your putter, if you're gripping with the thumb down the top, you have the most range of motion. You'll have 90 degrees left and right that you can turn that. And the small amount of motion that can ruin your putt is almost imperceptible to the teacher. You know, I've used a hack motion sensor, very, very sensitive. And you really can't feel those small amounts. It's very difficult to feel that stuff. And so for a golfer, they just kind of have to realize, once they realize, I think that, you are connecting it to this very unstable machine unless you do Dynaline. And with Dynaline, you know, we're taking care of those, all of those joints, the major joint. And the great part about this is that the adage about keeping your head down. Well, we have stabilized the neck joint is the 13th major joint. And so we've stabilized 12 of the major joints. And so the neck joint can move all over the place during a putt. And it really can't affect the rest of the body because we've stabilized it. I just made a video. You know, I've got around 250 videos on my YouTube channel demonstrating this Dynaline. And shoot, I putt with sticks. I putt with antique putters. I putt lefty righty. I putt one armed lefty righty. And I'm not a trick shot artist. I really don't even practice putting at this point. I'm not playing currently. And so I don't practice these things, but I can do all these, make all these putts quite consistently without any practice. And I even have one, I call it the acid test putter, that's bent in about five different sections on the shaft. It's all just crazy bent putter. I can putt with that too. So
so for an individual who's maybe struggling with putting and they're trying to figure out a way to approach things a little bit differently, what's kind of the first step with Dynaline? Is it kind of the five-step process? Acceptance is key, but where do you go from there? Okay, I've got a problem. I think Dynaline could be a solution for me. Now what do I have to do?
Yes, I do have a video ebook that's available on my website. It's dynalinegolf.com, dynaligngolf.com. And so there's a video on there, and you can study this in your at home practicing on the carpet. It's a really good place, because this routine, it can seem complicated, but once you learn it, it just becomes really automatic. And I'm not thinking about the moves that I make in my pre-shot routine. I'm focused on my putt. So people can watch those videos and really get the whole thing out of that. And then if they need Zoom lessons, I do Zoom lessons as well. Some people are more mechanically minded than other people, so it can be difficult for some people to understand what we're doing here, but it's all very logical, and it follows basic engineering principles. If you're building a bridge or a building or a roof or anything, you don't want it to collapse, and so that's what Dynaline is doing.
So I mean, it sounds more like getting your body ready to putt, so that when you're doing the actual putting, you're not trying to make any alterations and make any different, make any last second changes, as sometimes I want to do on certain putts. Is that really what the key is here?
Yes, it is. And, you can't, if you're throwing a ball, you can make those little micro adjustments in the last seconds, mini seconds of milliseconds of your motion, because you may feel like you're applying too much force. You can back off a little bit, or you can just give it a full release, like you're just rolling this ball. And so it allows those little adjustments, but you don't really need to, and because you can focus on your putt. I'm behind the ball, walking up to it, and I'm focused on an intermediate spot, a foot or so in front of the ball. And then I can remain focused on that. And then while I'm doing my pre-shot routine, so I don't lose focus on my putt. And we also have an open stance with this. It's part of the stability, and so that open stance, it opens up the line, and we're a little bit, a reminiscent of Jack Nicklaus's style, where we have a little right side bend. We're down behind the ball. We can really see down the line very well with this, and so you can you don't have to think about. You'll feel the stability. When you go through your routine, you feel this stable arc, and it just travels on this stable arc. So you can really, and that just becomes a feel. It's definitely a feel. So it's a different ball game. Takes a little time to get into it, but once you're into it, boy, it's stable, and it is expandable too. You can use it for chipping. You can use it for all types of golf shots, but the putting is the easiest part. You have to kind of get that first.
For folks who maybe have a more arcing stroke or more of a back and forth stroke, maybe tend to go to a face balance putter, for whatever reason, are there alterations, differences that they have to make to get into Dynaline, or is that kind of a catch-all?
Yeah, really not at all, because we are so stable. I putt with putters that have a lot of torque in them. Even the original Dave Pell's three-ball putter that he invented has just huge torque in it. When you pick it up, that face just rolls open. And we lock it down with our grip and our lead side, everything. So I can putt with any kind of putter, really, but I do prefer the Axis one because they don't interfere. There's no torque. The face is not open. You don't have to compensate, and there's no, matching up your arc to face balance or something. We don't deal with any of that because we do create this stable arc, and I don't want anything interference. The benefit of the Axis one is I can have the lightest grip pressure possible for the best distance control because that face is not going to, there's gravity's not going to pull that torque on that face. So,
One of the things that you have kind of been reiterated through all this is setting yourself up for success ahead of time. The importance of routine and repetition is as much of that physical as psychological, or do you think it's more physical in preparing your body to take this kind of motion and do it successfully?
yes, the physical part is paramount here, because once, if you don't have the physical part stable, it really taxes your mental, your mental state, because you see players can putt well with any style, but then when things do break down, it adds mental pressure, and we can avoid those kind of things, so it's really beneficial for that.
Are there do golfers who maybe get into DynaLine, can they run the risk of potentially starting to kind of get a little bit lax, a little bit too lax in their approach to putting because they know they've got something that works, almost kind of let your guard down a little bit. Does that happen to some people sometimes in their putting? And I'll even take DynaLine out of it.
Well, in the DynaLine system, you can have leaks. You can have leaks in your system. We're soft tissue, so we can't lock it down like a machine. But we can, when if you miss something, if you miss a putt, you can generally feel where that slack came in to your system, whether it's, and it's usually somewhere in the lead side, in the lead shoulder, in the forearm or the wrist joint. And so, but with practice, you can really feel stability in when you're set up and during your stroke. You feel that stability. But it's not perfect. You can't make everything, but I do have some good results on file, so.
For what people are looking for in terms of improvement, what's realistic versus what might be in our head?
Well, it depends on the individual. Some people get it right away. They understand it. Other people might never get it. They might never understand it just because of maybe their understanding of mechanics. And the best results of this DynaLine's resulted in a couple of number one rankings in putting on the PGA Tour. And that was with Steve Elkington. Steve picked this up very quickly. His golf IQ is through the roof. He
Yes, it is.
recognized what the benefits of this system can bring. And in his first full year, I started working with him right at the end of his main tour career on the main tour. And the first year we worked together, he was number one from 3 feet. He made 471 consecutive 3 foot putts, 100%. And then he was number one inside of 5 feet. He had 595 attempts and he made 585 of those. It was over 98%. And we've been connected ever since. Although he's retired, he plays all the time. He still uses DynaLine. And that's a pretty good recommendation right there.
I mean, and you're right. Elk has probably one of the best golf brains I've ever picked. Just his awareness of what goes into golf physically and in terms of biomechanics. I mean, I think he was ahead of his time actually in that regard.
Well, he studied with all the best teachers, with Claude Senior and Dave Pelz and everyone. And it was kind of funny, when he saw my stuff, he figured it out. And I wasn't I wasn't trying to help him. I mean, he was Steve Elkington, my gosh. And I was just trying to help golfers who may have the yips and everything, but he kind of took it on his own.
So these days, how many golfers have you helped in total with Dynaline, do you think? And for people who are interested, where can they go, as we said earlier, to get resources and connect with you and learn a little bit more?
Yeah, I would say it would be not as high as I think it should be. So it's it really is kind of under the radar because there's so much talk on weekly on the broadcasts about suggestions for players to improve their putting, and they try everything. And I don't get into that conversation. Because I don't have a player on tour right now, so I'm under the radar. But going to my website at the dynalinegolf.com, and there's links to YouTube. You can watch a lot of my videos and all my links to other interviews, and then links to with Steve Elkington demonstrating this. We did make a feature length video years ago that's still available on Secret Golf on Elk's site. It's called The Stroke of the Future. And so that was the original video, and I've updated the process since then and made it a little easier for people. But that stuff's all out there out in the on the web, so I'm available.
Well, Craig, thank you for coming on and talking with us. I appreciate it. It's really cool to get to spend some time with you and kind of get to know a little different side of putting. And I'm certainly going to take a look at it because for as good as I am from distance, I'm not the best 3 to 5 foot putter there's ever been. So I can take a little advice from the shorter range.
Well, I'm available if you want to talk about this, and we can go further into it because very logical. And once you get it, you got it. You don't need me anymore. I'm not the kind of a teacher that's going to follow you around on the putting green in the tournaments, because once you understand this, you don't really need me anymore. There's a lot of other issues in putting, green reading, and all those things. I'm a specialist in the pre-shot routine. That's what I do. So,
well, that's where it all gets started. So let's start there. Craig, thank you again for being on with us. We really appreciate it.
Wow. My pleasure, Ryan. Thank you.